Today's daf is daf tet, second bab metziah. We're holding the first perek, shnayim ochazim, and we're in the middle of discussing the meaning of echad roichev in the Mishnah. Whether roichev means a general stam that he had to be riding. Yesterday we saw clearly that, at least according to Shmuel, is mapich the girsa, simply riding is too passive to be kena, even though his stuff is from Masira. And the only case that rochev would have meant in the Mishnah would have been a rochev who's actually jabbing the animal with his feet. So he's also a mani, and therefore it's talking about two types of mani in the tradition of the Mishnah, that one doesn't subsume the other. But in Okinami, it's possible that a rochev alone, without also being manik baraklov, would not be kena. So today we want to bring some more rayas to this question as to whether just rochev on a beim is kena or not. Toshma. For the banan of chet amud beit, one line up for the banan. Toshma. Shnayim shayim oshchim begamal, umanigim bachamor. If you have two people who were drawing a camel forward, or who were being manig a chamor. But these are two separate norms of kinyonim. Now, to be manig a chamor means to kick at it from behind, or to click at it, or use your voice to get it to move. But it's not a good idea to try to pull a chamor, as we know. They don't follow. But the gamal follows. So, osha ya echad moshech v'echad manhig. Now, this is a little bit strange, you must say, because Echad Moshech v'Echad Manhig implies that actually either one is a proper kinyan. In which case it's a little bit weird. Why did we separate between the Meshicha and the Anhaga, one for a Gamal, one for a Bechamor? And over here, you're going to be doing at least in one of them, both Meshicha and Anhaga. And all this is going to become clear as we analyze the Braita. So B'midas Zot, in this fashion, you could be Kena. Rabbi Yudaimer, Le'olam lo kana. It's not true. You would not be kena unless you do specifically Meshicha on the Gamal or Hanhaga on the Chamor, because that's the only way that normal people will try to move these kind of animals. What the Machlokas is also isn't clear. I mean, being as the Tanakama also, Shnaim Manhigim and Shnaim Moshkim. So there seems to be either a contradiction between the first statement, Shnaim Shayim Moshkim Begamal, or Manhigim Bechamor, and the second statement of Echad Manhigim Echad Moshkim, and or a question of, therefore, what would be the Machlokas with the Rav Yehuda? Correct? There's a little, because on the one hand, they seem to be tending in the direction of Rav Yehuda. If we could ignore the second statement, the middle piece, Echad Moshkim Echad Manhigim, so then they would be saying exactly the same thing. If you were have Moshkim and Manhigim, respectively, and only B'mida Zukanu, then that would be what Rabbi Yehuda said. No, you always need either Moshe B'Goma or Anhaga B'Chamor, but that's what I said. So the only thing in which they differ is the second case, where Echad Manhig and Echad Moshech. Rabbi Yehuda would say, well, depending on what the case is, one guy is doing nothing, correct? Because you can only be doing Moshech from Anhaga. But to the same extent that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing it, the first statement of the Tanakhama implied that they too would be arguing on themselves. You see the problem here. But the middle piece really seems to run against both of them, not just against Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, we need now to work out the Braita in a way that ends up, in the Gemara's mind, bringing a raya to the question of Rechiva. So we're going to be betayik like this. Gatoni miyat. Look at this braita. It says if Echad was Moshe and Echad was Manhi. Now, why do you think that it only took on those two possibilities? Moshe hu Manhi and not Rochuv. Why not Rochuv? So mashma, that Rochuv lo. And indeed, a Rochev is not Kone. Now, again, Tosis explains, this is a very strange deal. If you hold that a Rochuv, and this was our Havamina yesterday, if you hold that a Rochuv is Kena, and he's even better Kena than a Moshe, because he's holding on to the reins. So where does it say anything that's being memayit, the Rochuv? Later will be medayik from the words b'mida zot, and only zot. But right now, that's not what we're just being medayik from the second case. So Tosis says the Gemara is taking into consideration initially the fact that we set up the Braita with a Hakpada on Meshicha Begamal and Anhaga Bechamor, and we didn't put the two of them together. That means that we're being very specific about the ways in which you can be Kohen. Later on, we're going to say that that's a problem, it's a contradiction to the second piece, but right now, we immediately see that the Braita is being very careful. So the Braita is being very careful, and it leaves out in the second case Rochuv. So it's Mashma Rochuv not. So you want to know? What then a filo rachuf? Perhaps when it says Moshechu Manhi, it's only to clarify that the Tanakhama is arguing on Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you can only be species specific, so that the Meshicha only works with the Gama, the Anhaga only works with the Chamor, comes along the Tanakhama to say it works on either. But of course that's crazy, because the Tanakhama themselves were very mocked, but to keep it separate. So we're bouncing back and forth here until we can zero into an explanation of the bright. In other words, we could be the Rokhid maybe is a Kavakor, but we're only trying to contrast whether Rechiva and Anhaga is species-specific or whether you can cross over different species with it, right? By the way, looking at it, which is not the way the Gemara does it. The Gemara always uses a ping-pong approach. Let's do this, then we show that, and we readjust. And with feedback, we zero in on the reason. But if we just apply pure logic to this bride, we know where we have to go. Because if the Tanakhama is being species-specific, and Rabbi Yehuda is being species-specific, and they're not agreeing, and there's a middle case which only the Tanakhama holds, which is that you don't have to be species-specific, it's an impossible logical conundrum here, unless there's one way out. That the Tanakhama was only species-specific for one species, and Rabbi Yehuda was species-specific for both. So that when the Tanakhama said, if you were being roich of a manik, it meant only for one, either the Chamor or the Gama. We don't know which one. But we certainly do mean that there is one case of it's being species-specific. So that when we're arguing Rabbi Yehuda, we're only arguing in half of Rabbi Yehuda's. That's the only way out. And obviously we're going to have to arrive at that conclusion. But using our feedback approach. Okay, so first we say, I guess the reason that you were being so specific was to be mamayit rochev. Because maybe that's a way out. Then the Gemara says, no. I mean, it's set up as a machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. The reason I'm being so specific and not mixing it is not because I want to be mamayit rochev. It's because I want to tell Rabbi Yehuda that he's wrong. Tell Rabbi Yehuda that he's wrong, says the Gemara. The way to tell Rabbi Yehuda that he's wrong is to put Meshicha together with Anhaga in the first place, right? I mean, so why does the Tanakama start off Iachi? I mean, let's just see that inside. You want to be lafik in Rabbi Yehuda. Do you want to say Meshicha begamal vananaga bechamor? So you want to say, no, even ipchanami kana. You could do it the other way around. But that's ridiculous. If you really believe you could do it the other way around, this is our ping pong now in the other direction. If you really believe you could do it the other way around, then why didn't you say so up front? Iachi larvino velitinino. The way to have said what you wanted to say is simply, shnayim shahayu moshchim umanhigim. Whether it was a gamal or with a chamor, etc., etc. Since you set it up this way, it's clear that you don't argue on Rabbi Yehuda. But then what did you mean in the second case? Clearly, ikachad tzad delokani. It must be that one species, in fact, does not work either way. Now, we don't know which one. Ikadamri, some say it's mishicha bechamor, v'ikadamri hanhaga begamal. I mean, whatever it is. But at least that way we understand there is a case where you could be echad moshech and echad mani, but it's not on either case. There's only one animal. They could be Moshech or money. Okay, now that's one approach. Now, eat the motiv me safe. There was some that tried to bring the raya. Motiv actually means it asks the question. I mean, it really, you can't say ask the question. You could say, because according to Shmuel, it's a raya. Remember, Shmuel was the one that was mahapech the Girsa in the Mishnah in Kilayim and said that Rochov isn't Canaan. So, I mean, if anything, it would be a raya to him, it wouldn't be a question on him. Okay, but the raya, let's say, whatever it would be, against Rabbi Yehuda. So, eat the motiv me safe. B'mida zu kana. That's the point. Why does the Braita say over here, in this fashion, and only in this fashion, you could be kainah? So what does that mean, in this fashion, as opposed to what? B'mida zu lemu'ute mai. I mean, is it that lemu'ute rachud, that you cannot be kainah if you are driving the animal, only if you are being either moshech or mani, the animal? No, maybe it's just to be mamute doing it the other way around. Maybe it's to be b'mayit doing hanhaga. You have the case, show you moshke b'gamal. Hanhaga b'gamal, no. Or you have manigi b'chamor, but mishicha b'chamor, no. Well, how could that be what it means? Then the Tanakhama would be saying precisely what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. So you also hain a Rabbi Yehuda. How could that be the difference? Ike b'nayit sad echad delokana. There is one sad that isn't kona. Some say mishicha b'chamor, some say hanhaga b'gamal. And we come out basically with the same point. Tashma. Echad rochev. Chamor. Someone is driving a chamor, and another guy is holding on to the rein. What happens then? So it says in the Braita, Zekana chamor, v'zekana mosira. Okay, you held on to the reins, you got yourself a beautiful piece of rein. But you don't have the chamor. So, I mean, you see from there that a rochev is kone. And I thought, we were saying yesterday, at least according to Sabshit, is Rochev Izinkon. And of course, we know what the answer will be. Was the same answer that we gave to the Mishnah. The Mishnah also said a Rochev is going. And we said, what is that talking about? A Rochev was big money, Baraglav. So here too, it means a Rochev was big money, Baraglav. So Achinami, Manik Baraglav. Wait, so if he's big money, Baraglav, then that means he is basically a rider, not just being taken for a ride. How do you call that when somebody goes for a pony ride? And there's a difference between, I don't know how you say it, between driving a horse, so to speak, and being taken around on a horse. But there must be a word for that. But okay. But
it says, if it's talking about over here, there's actually a manhik. So then, if that's the case, he really is going to need to hold on to the reins. And he's moving. And his das is to have that mosira. So then, why wasn't the rochuv kona the mosira? Nikne nami rochuv mosira. At least the part that's attached to the chamor. This is the way it appears to be, according to Rashi. Now, Tosfos says that if we're goyres over here, the words ihochi, and that means that it's dependent on what we just said, then the meaning is like this. That up until now, where we could understand that we're talking about that he's not being manik baraglav, but he's just rochu. He's cutting the behema only because, basically, tvisa. Tvisa makes sense, but then you're not cutting him mesera because there's no such thing as metaltolin being mosera. The only would be with the hagbar, with the mashicha. On the other hand, if we're talking about manik, that is actually making it move, so then why wouldn't we consider the mosera to be part of the mashicha? Of course, that would be dependent on a question later on. We're going to see in Amit Beis whether somebody's Moshech Behema is Moshech also things that are on the Behema, as we'll say later on. But assuming that that would be the case, then indeed the Gemara is saying, why at least don't we deal with that issue? And therefore, it should be Konebu Mosera. Says the Baruch Hinami. Ema, what we should have said before, is Zeka Nachamor, doesn't mean he's only Konebu Chamor, he's Konebu Chamor and half of the Mosera, which is half in his hand, so to speak. In other words, it's being nicknamed with the Mashiach of the Behema. And the other one, who's holding the other half of the Mosera, he was also Kona. So he was Kona the other half of the Mosera, and it's very similar to our Shnayim Ochazim. Says, well, now, wait a minute. Bishleim of the Rachuv. I understand the guy standing on the Chamor, is riding the Chamor. He's Kona the Mosera, even though the other guy had to pick up the other part of the Mosera from the ground, because we said that the other person, after all, is a Bendat, and the Kamagmele Bendat, and we're assuming that if a person picks up something, he would also be Kona the Chaveiro. But how is the guy who's holding the Mosira on his half? I mean, after all, there was no Hagbah on that other half at all. And how are we putting these two completely different things into Hagbah? Essentially, the straps of the Mosira were never lifted off of the ground or off of the shelf, which is the head of the Chamor. But therefore, there was no Hagbah at all. Says the Gemara, you're right, we better change this again. Ema, zekana chamor v'kulei mesera. What it means is that the one who's riding the chamor actually keeps the entire mosera except for the guy who's holding the mosera, the part that's actually in his hand. Because as we said before, it's considered to be as if it's cut off, and we talked about this earlier in terms of the kinyan chalipin. So zekani mashu tafus biyado, and what's in his hand is considered to be entirely in his rishos. This doesn't make any sense either, because hi mai. Now you're telling me that the guy who's holding the mosira indeed is not kona the mosira. But the whole idea was over here that his kinyan in the mosira was going to be effective for the guy who's riding, that he should be kona the straps of the mosira, because the other person was kona for himself. I mean, even if Tim Tzaloma, even if you want to say, like we said earlier, maybe, like Rabbi Bachoma, that a magvia metzila chavero kona chavero. I mean, somebody else picks it up for him. So you're saying this guy picked it up for the rider. I mean, that would only be where he was picking it up for the other guy. Or the cases that we had where it's mutual. I mean, but over here, this guy was picking it up for himself and ended up that it was not mutual because it was meaningless. That I adaiti de deko magvila, he's picking up for himself. And in the end, yulokani. He wasn't kind of for himself. So how in the world could he be maknet to the other person who is riding on the chamor? So it still doesn't make sense. Om Ravashi, yes. What we really mean in the final analysis is that Zeh, the guy who's riding, is kone the chamor plus the mosira, meaning the chamor, not really with the mosira, but the chamor with whatever is part of the chamor, which is Beit Pagia, the chelik of the mosira that fits around its head. And that's because it's like a baguette for the Beimasit, that's part of the chamor, which actually explains why we didn't mention anything about the mosira. Because when we said the word chamor, we meant the chamor and obviously whatever the chamor is dressed in. So Zekana Kamoru Beit Pagia, whereas the other guy was only Kone, the Mosera, that means that piece that was in his hands. Mashtafus Biado. Now, as far as the rest is concerned, the straps of the Mosera, Hashar, which is hanging, there was no Hagbah on that at all. So therefore, Lokana Loze Veloze, neither the one who was riding was Kone that, because the other person wasn't picking up for him. And the one who was Tofis wasn't Kone that, because it wasn't picked up at all. And therefore, Besachako, we now understand very clearly what chamor means, chamor and anything that's on it, including the Beit Pagel, and what mosira means, the mosira, which is in his hand.
Rabbi Yochanan says, no, come on, that's not what it says. It doesn't make perfectly good sense. It says what it says. And what it says is this guy gets the chamor and the other guy gets the mosira. Now you're saying, so where was the hagbah that you should get the mosira? I'll tell you. It's because, look, the mosira is at his arm's length. It's a chamor that's wearing it. So you're saying, but he never lifted it. That's true. But it's lifted by being on the chamor. Yeah, great. But he didn't lift it. But all he needs to do is pull. And since if he would pull it, it would come into his hand. So then it's not considered to be the equivalent of lying on the ground. Because it's as if he was magbeing the entire thing because he could have actually brought it into his hand at this point. So says Rabbi Avuh, but the truth is not the Rabbi Avuh Baruta. That's really garbage. If you think about it, it can't mean that. Because if that's a serious taina, then all along when we were discussing the case of a talit, so we would say that a talit, we were talking the whole time about the talit that's on the ground, right? And the whole question is, if you were kaina for yourself or you're kaina for the other guy, how come nobody made a distinction and said, but of course if the talit was lying on a pole, and then you picked it up, then you would be cutting it entirely for yourself, because you could be menat. It wasn't an issue what level of height the talit was on. You could always be menatic a talit. You're saying, okay, we're talking about a case of a talit on the ground. I mean, why not mention the fact that the height of the talit is a very important element? Because it doesn't matter, obviously. So therefore, d'lo temach, if you're going to take Rabbi Avu seriously, so the talit shimunachat chetzi agabi karka, v'chetzi agabi amud, and one guy comes along, v'biya chetzi agabi karka, then another guy comes along and he picks up the other half. In that case, what would be the din? We would say, sorry, buddy, the other guy was kind of the whole thing. Now, all along, we spoke about shnayim ochazim betalit, and nobody ever thought of that. Wow, it actually depends. How high was the talit at the time that you were ochaz? It was never an element. Rabbi Avu introduces now a whole new thing that nobody ever... It's highly unlikely. So what would you say over there? The first guy was really the guy who was koneh, because, after all, it was magbia the other half, and he always could have pulled it to himself. And this guy, the batra, lo koneh, because the first one was hoy yochel and atek v'la v'yetzlo. Nobody thought of such a thing, and it's not normal. We reject Rabbi Avu. And the explanation of the chamor, indeed, is exactly what we thought. One guy is kind of the chamor, meaning the chamor of the Beit Pagel, because that's part of the chamor. The other guy is kind of the mosera, meaning the part of the mosera that's in his hands. And ain't a chinami, the rest of it, you're not kind of. It's as simple as that.
If he grabs in the middle, though, doesn't he get what's in his hand or anything below?
No. Yes, no, that's the whole point, because there was no act of agabah. Toshma. Okay, so far we have no real proof to the din of Rachuv without a Rachuv is also Mani. We've been able to say at each point it was Rachuv a Mani. Toshma, Rebbe Eliezer Omer. A Rachuv is Kaina Bisadeh. So if you find an animal outdoors, then you're Kaina it by riding it, but not in town. And we're going to see later on that the reason for that is that people avoid riding a Chamor in town because it really makes you look like a jerk. I look like one of these Arab kids over there. Your legs split in two directions, you're bumping around. It's a horrible way to be seen in public. So Manila, if you're besada, okay, then it's a norm. If you're beir, it's not a norm. And the only way to be kaina is through norms. Get to, but I did the act of. Doing the act of is insufficient. Because an act of assertion of ba'alut is to act with it the way a ba'alim would normally act with it. If he wouldn't write it, so what good is your writing it going to be to assert ba'alut? So, but anyway, you see clearly that a rachuv is kaina. No, that means manhig bragla. It's always our stock answer. But here you can't say your stock answer because the rachuv is besada and the manhig is beir, and you're saying the rachuv is a manhig. So yachi ainu manhig. No, but the point is that it's trei gavni manhig. So, okay, even so, it's not a good answer. You're saying there's two types of manhig, but I mean, if that's the case, if you're also a manhig, so how could you be not a manhig if you're in the ear? So then you should be kind of rachuv here because the rachuv is a manhig. Here it makes no sense. In a mishnah, you could say it makes sense. Because coming to talk about one subsuming the other. But in here, it's offering two different cases. And it's saying in one case, the manhig is not a manhig. Well, how does that work? So rachuv here, my time, alokani. And here is where it's kind of explains. Because it's not normal. That's the point. It may be manhig, but if it's not the manhig, the way the norm is to be manhig. But in Okinami, it's never just rachuv. So it's l'fi she'ein darkan shel b'nei adam lirkov ba'ir. Let me ask you something. Everything goes according to the norm. I mean, if somebody picks up a wallet on Shabbos, you say, well, it's not the norm for a Jew to go down and pick up a wallet on Shabbos. It's mutzah. So you're going to say, since it's not the norm, he's not kayyem. Wait, you really believe that? I mean, Yahi, I'm Arnaki b'Shabbat. Are you going to tell me that he's not kayyem the Arnaki? Elamada avad avad v'kani, whatever he did, he did. I mean, but Lamaisi was kayyem. So that's the case. Of course he was Cana. Who cares? Derech, man, that's not the point. You did Agba. You did Anaga. You don't care about looking like a jerk. That's your problem. So why would you be Cana? Clearly, therefore, the only way to explain this is to say that we're not talking about finding a Mitzvah. Because a Mitzvah, you can pick up any way you want. The only way out of this is to say we're talking about Mekah Umen. So over there, it depends on the Das Hamak. Once it depends on the Das Hamak, then you can say that we're talking about where the guy told him, Kini, Kiderach Shabbat Adam Konim, go out there and be kind of like a mensch, will you, idiot? So, okay, so if the guy tells you that, go out and be kind of like a mensch. So fine, so then Besara, you can be kind of through Rechiva. And be here, you're not kind of a Rechiva. That's all that it's telling you. That you should know that necessity removes embarrassment. Very important yourself. In other words, somebody is riding Stam, he's an idiot. Somebody whose feet are in cast, who's riding, is not an idiot. He's never in cast, but it's not a game. Obviously, a guy who walks with his shuk in his pajamas is a weirdo. A guy who walks with a shuk with an oxygen tank with somebody holding his hand on the way to an ambulance is not a weirdo. So therefore, it really depends on the necessity to define the norms. Now, if you're in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, over there, you've got crowds. You can't lead an animal where there are crowds. The people that come between you and the animal pull the rope out of your hand. There's no way to keep hold of your animal in the middle of a busy Rosh Hashanah. Over there, necessity demands that you be on the animal. So if you were in a Rosh Hashanah, then you would be kind of even in an ear. Furthermore, if it's an Adam Chashuv, that's very interesting because you're torn over here. You see this happening also all the time. You could have somebody who is too Chashuv to be leading an animal, let's say, right? Or in our terms, the guy is too chashuv to be rambling down the street himself. So maybe he rides one of those funny electric, the first time you see one of those things, it's like a guy riding a chamor. But then you come to realize, you know what? It's far more chashuv than going down like a stomp person. I mean, yeah. Okay, so there too, you have to analyze what's the bigger. So if he's an anim chashuv, he can't be walking. There's no way he can walk down the street with an animal. And the same thing is true with a woman who doesn't have the power to chase an animal or to keep control of an animal when there's people that are bumping into it and getting it upset and so on. So if it's an Adam Chashuv or it's an Isha, would also be Kane. For that matter, if it's a guy who is a nobody, he's also Kane. Because he is an Ina Zila, then he doesn't care what he looks like. So then he's also Kane. So it's only the middle that gets into trouble. But if you're at one of the extremes, you're okay. And once you get old at a certain point, you get away with anything. And then you're not weird anymore. You're just old. Is that the story with the Chashiva?
He doesn't identify him as Inizila?
No. Oh, himself? What, a real Inizila?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he identifies himself as Inizila.
Oh, you mean by definition he's an Inizila? No, because it's not enough. Because if he's an Inizila, then he's not looked at as weird as doing. Nobody looks twice. If he's not an Inizila, then everybody looks twice. So it's a question of what you can get away with, right?
It's people have that. To know you.
Yeah, and if you know me. It's the same thing. There's a concept called carrying it off. Right? It's like you can carry it off. You carry it off, then people don't look at it as being weird. But somebody who can't carry it off, either because they're too zeal or because they're too chashuv, they can't carry it off. So it really comes out looking. And it's amazing, the subtlety of the weirdo element. But people pick it up immediately. You know, it's a very interesting remark. But in any event, so it's a subtle interaction. You're kind of. Yeah, boy, Ribbala. So now this has nothing to do with our shirts to get all. Because what we've been talking about over here is Amani Baraglov. And the issue is merely whether this is the derech to be kind of or not. Boy, Reb Elazar. Now, this baya of Reb Elazar also is not fundamentally our sugya, really. It's just that since we brought up the issue of being kind of the Musayra, so he already wants to know like this. Suppose somebody says to a guy, Mishoch behima zo liknot kevim she'aleh. Normally, we talk about Mishiva. Do you mean you take something and you drag it? Guy's got a suitcase. You pull the suitcase. Over here, there's a suitcase on a chamor. So we could view the fact that when you draw the animal, as a drawing of a suitcase. Or we could say, no, drawing an animal means that the animal follows, not that you drew the animal. You really think that if it's a tug of war, you're going to win against the chamor? So what's happening is that the animal is walking. An animal's walking is not the mashikha of the suitcase. Or maybe, since it's called mashikha on the chamor, so it would be mashikha of the suitcase too. So how do we look at that? So if a guy tells you, be kena the kalim through ming meshech the behema in order to be kena kalim. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. That's not a well-formulated statement. This is a tangent. But, I mean, we will not accept a question that is not well-formulated. It's not well-formulated. You can't say to a person, do something liknot. Because then you're saying, but of course I have no intention of letting you be kena. Because the language that is used for being kena is kni, not liknot. You go ahead and do a theoretical act in order to be kena. Good luck to you. And that's all that it would mean. So what does liknot mean? Me, armor like kni? What, the guy never said to be kena. What's wrong with you? Sorry. Now, let me rephrase that so that I can get by the language centuries, okay? What I meant was, b'shov b'emazu ukni kenem shalel. Now, are we happy? Can we continue? Thank you. So, ma, what would be the din over there? So, okay, what I mean is kni kelim shalel, ma. Mi mahanya, mashicha the behema la kni kelim ala. Is mashicha on an animal useful for kni kelim? Omar Rava, I omar le kni behema. Ukni kelim. I mean, you seem to be saying that the issue over here is that I want to know only whether the Mashicha is a good Mashicha on the kelim. But if Lamaisa, I was telling him to buy the animal, that would be fine. Why would that be fine exactly? I mean, I assume it's because you think that since it's on my behema anyway, and you're going to become the behema, so then you'll be kind of anything on the behema, because the behema now becomes your chatzir. No, that's not true, says Rabbi. It's a chatzir ma'alechet. A chatzir ma'alechet is not kind of. So anything that is moving isn't kind of. We saw that many times before. We were talking about the delivery of a get and so on. We got into that sugya, or kedushin. It's not considered to be a proper chatzir anyway. So, I mean, I don't like the implications here, that the only issue we need to deal with is where he said, you don't get the animal, but you only get the thing on the animal. And don't try to tell me, well, I mean, the animal could be standing still. No, come on, you know that. We already have learned many times. The rule is, which we saw in Gittin, we saw it in Baba Kama, if it could be moving, and while it was moving, you wouldn't be going, it doesn't help to be standing still, because that's just coincidental that it's standing still. Well, this is got to the case of the Ebed and so on, right? So the Ebed was sleeping, remember? Okay, so if he could move, then Omed Beosher Loka. Doesn't help to be standing still. We're going to talk about it in a moment. So, Omeid B'Yoshev also loka. But there is a case. The case would be Yochta B'Kfuta. That's the point, Rabbi. You see, Rabbi Lozer says, look, theoretically, an animal could be kind of something as a chasa. What's the case? The case is it's tied up. Can't move, okay? So now it's like a car without a key. So it can't move. Are we agreed that it could be a chatzir? I don't want to, like, it's not that I'm saying any time it's on the behema it's kena. I just don't want to get into that. So let's avoid the chatzir issues. I'm talking to you now about Mashiach. That's all I'm saying. You're jumping to conclusions and you're jumping down my throat. So there is a case by Kvut that could be kena. What this business about something moving, that Rabbi Yaakov just said a car. I mean, how about a boat? You're telling me an insane situation. Have you ever heard of a fisherman who now has this fish in a boat, and somebody comes along now and drives by with his boat, grabs the fish out of the other guy's boat, and says, I'll take those, and that's fine. That's not considered a big sale. It doesn't belong to him, because after all, I mean, the fish, they jumped into your boat. Your boat is just driving along, so that's not really your fish. I mean, you don't really believe that, do you? So if that would be the case, a guy who is in his boat, the this is a very lazy fisherman. So you're going to tell me that and anybody can drive his boat by and grab your fish? You forgot about relativity. The boat is at rest relative to the water. The fact that, I mean, he's a very lazy fisherman, so he's not doing anything. He's just lying there in the sun, waiting for the fish to jump in, you know, and getting a suntan. If that's the case, the boat is at rest relative to the water, and the only reason that it's moving is because there's a current in the water. But the water's moving with the boat. So Svina Menechnai, Mayuduka Mamtila. It's the currents of the water that are moving the boat, and therefore the boat is at rest. Huh? Amale Ravina the Ravashi. Okay. So now let's take a case, all right, which happens to be a Mishnah. I mean, the case we had in Gittin, where a guy throws a get to a woman who is holding a basket on her head with the things that she normally walks by with a basket. And it says over there that if he's Zoyrik the get, either the toche kalatoch kalata. Okay, so the kalata is the basket on her head. So I ask you now, a woman's walking by, her husband throws her a get, either a toch hekat lands now on her lap, or a toch kalata on her basket. You're telling me that she's not Megureshet. Is that what you're trying to say? So I'm not Megureshet. You've got relativity again. The basket is at rest relative to her head. What do I care if she's moving? So over there, kalatan menichnaya. Just because she happens to be moving under the basket, I mean, that's irrelevant. So we do not have a chatzim halacha. Okay. Well, all of these things, of course, are just brought in here in our sugya tangentially. President, sir? So one guy's on top of this camel. He's got a very good view from on top of the camel. So he's the spotter. Okay. So now he spots a mitziyah. And then he's got the picker-upper. He's on the ground. He tells the picker-upper to nulli, give me that mitziyah. Now you see, in the introduction to the Mishnah and the previous Gemara, was precisely this question. Somebody is magbiya mitziyah lechaveiro. Is he kaya? We tried to be medayik from the first Mishnah what the assumptions were. We got into Rava saying that it may be a migo. Migo to zarka lenafshe, zarka naim lechaveiro. Ah, but that's because it was mutual. Over here it's not mutual. Guy is using Mr. Spotter is using Mr. Picker-Upper, his gopher. Okay, so now we get directly into the question. One person is going to pick up the mitziyah for the other guy. Is that a kinyan for the other guy or not? Says the Mishnah, if he picks it up, natla v'amar ani zachiti ba. Okay, I'm not gopher anymore. I'm the proud owner of this wall. So in that case, zachaba. Now, this still leaves us up in the air, because we don't know what that means. Did he mean, as he picked it up, he said, ani zachitiba? Did he say, at some later point, when I picked it up, I zachitiba? Or did he say, I don't like you? They get into an argument sometime later. I don't like you. I'm going to keep the wallet. Which would mean that he could change his mind, because the other guy wasn't zeicha, even if he did have a mind to be picking up. Now, that's not clear. So we still don't really know what the Mishnah means. Let's see if it becomes clear. Imishat shinatin lalo amar ani zachitiba. Once he hands it to him, and now he says, but I was zocha in it techilat, lo amar klum. At that point, it's not a taina. Now, what exactly does that mean? It's not. He's saying techilah, meaning what techilah? Techilah, before I handed it to you, but after I had initially picked it up? Or techilah, I had in mind to pick it up from the very first for myself, and I just didn't want to get into a fight? So I gave it to you as a picadon? So lo amar klum, because lo amar, at this point, he gave it over to the other guy, and the other guy anyway is kind of, even if he had been kind of at first, but, I mean, what would have been if he hadn't given it to the other guy? Could he change his mind? All of this, of course, is dependent on how we understood the issue before.
Now we're going to see tomorrow. This is a little bit misleading, because the truth is there's a big machlokas between Rashi and other Rishonim. In all of this issue of b'mokam shechav la'acherim, is it talking about that someone did something for another person, but the other person hadn't made him a shliach? Or is it even talking about a case where he made him a shliach? According to Rashi, if indeed there was a spotter and a guy who was working with him, who was the gopher, so that he made him a shliach specifically, over there, even if you hold that b'mokam shechav la'acherim lo kana chavero, a shliach acts as if is yourself. That's Rashi Shita. Everybody else disagrees with Rashi. And they all that when it comes to being mechayev acherim, it really doesn't matter whether you made him a shliach or you didn't make him a shliach. Obviously, that's going to have implications for here, as we're going
to
see later.
So now, the way to get to the bottom of this is from the Mishnah in Peah. Once again, so tonight. It says over there, Mishali Keta Pe'a. Somebody comes along and he picks Pe'a for someone else. And he says, Arezu Leploni, honey, I'd like this to go to my dear friend, the poor man. Can he do that? Now, this is a classic case in which he's being mafsid other aniyim in order to do the favor for someone who is not himself. So he's being chavla achrine, and he wants to be mezaka to a person hurting others. So here's the machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Zachalo. He was zocha to these other anim, and the chachamim say, no, absolutely not. He had no right to pick it up and to take it away from any other ani. The first ani that comes by and wants the payah, he has to give it to him. So yitznen la ani anim tzarishon. Omer ula amar b'yishur ben levi. What's the machlokas? The machlokas is where the guy who did the lakita was himself not an ani. So he had no right to pay it. So there, he's an usher, and he wants to give it to his friend as an ani. So Rebbe Eliezer says, even so, an usher is always right at the edge of aniyas. All he needs to say is, I mafker everything that I own, and he's an ani, magically.
There's no vanity between an ani and an usher.
No. So migo, the iboy mafker nichse, vahaviani. Since he could be an ani to be zocha in this peya if he would so wish. And then it would be chazilek. So therefore, theoretically, and note how beautifully this flows directly from the other element of this sugya we had directly before the Mishnah, which is the theoretical assertion of a balu. Okay, since I could. So that was the question of the Hegdash issue and the Tukva issue, the Tukva Kohen issue. So do we say, now, Rebbe Eliezer is saying like this, he could be an ani, okay? If he could be an ani, it would have been a chazilei. So therefore, Ashtadami chazilei. Once that's true, Migra zocher l'nafshe, zocher nami l'chavre. But again, this doesn't mean he was really zocher l'nafshe. He could be zocher l'nafshe. So since he could be zocher l'nafshe, because he could be an oni, he now could be zocher for this other oni, even though he isn't an oni, and he wasn't zocher l'nafshe. So this is two steps of theoretical possibilities of assertion of balut. Fascinating. Rabbanan say, yeah, you can have one step like that. But once it's two steps, it's too far afield. Because you never get to the second step until you've actually done the first step. So you can't say, since if I were an ani, I could. And since if I could, I could also give it for you. No, wait a minute. But you're not an ani. Oh, but I could be an ani. Okay, that's the first step. You could be an ani. So then take it. You could be an ani. So go ahead, you can be zarka for yourself. Well, no, I don't want to be zarka for myself. Well, so then we never got past the first step. So chad migu, yes, you could say. But two migos, you can't say. And therefore, the chachomim argue, chad migu amrina, trei migu lo amrina. But if, this is the way now we understand the machlokas, Ula understands the machlokas, that if we would be talking about an ani picking up paya for another ani, what would be the problem? Everybody would be all the, could that he would be zarka because it was only migu. One migu. Migu de zarka le nafshe, zarka nam le chavre. Now, obviously, this is not the Migan of Zachar Lanafshe of mutual Zachar Lanafshe we had before. Because in this case, he wasn't really Zachar Lanafshe, since he could be Zachar Lanafshe. But that is exactly the issue of Magbia Mitzia Lechavero, Kone Chavero. I'm not being kainit for myself. In the first Mishnah, we got into a case where in order for me to be kainit for myself, you need to be kainit. So then we have a mutual Kone Lanafshe. But in this case, we're saying he didn't have any rights to it. So we're talking about the theoretical possibility. Now that's what Rava was arguing before. And he said, no. You cannot conclude, Rami Bar Chama, from our mission, of Magbia Metzia Lechavero, Kone Chavero, because over here he has the Migu that he actually was Kainel Anafshe. That would be why he's Kainel Lechavero. Here we're trying to say, the way Ula's learning this Mishnah, here we're trying to say, the way he's learning the Mishnah in Peya, that the theoretical possibility of being Kainel Anafshe is sufficient to be Kainel Lechavero. Which, of course, brings us directly to the problem of Magbia Metzia Lechavero. So you can see how the Mishnah in Peah reflects directly upon this piece of the Mishnah where you have the spotter and you have the gopher. Because that's exactly what's happening here. Amalei Rav Nachman Le'ula, I don't like your hat. You want to do it right. Here's what you should say. V'leima mar, what you should have said is like this. The machloket over there by Peah is only where it was an oni who picks it up for another oni. That's the machloket. Then the rabbanan say even that you can't do. Because you weren't zocher l'nafshe, you can't even say amigo that you could have been zocher l'nafshe. It's Reb Eliezer, oh, it's okay. Since you could have been, that's enough. That's what you should have said. Because you know why you should have said that? Look at the Mishnah in Bava Kam, in Bava Metzia that we are reading now. Over there, you've got a Metzia. Now, if you've got a Metzia, then everybody is an Ani, so to speak. But it's the equivalent case vis-a-vis the Metzia. Everybody has exactly the same rights. It's like an Ani for Peah. We're all Ani. And nonetheless, what does it say in the Mishnah? Okay? Metzia kol Ani Metzla. And yet it says in the Mishnah, Haya rocheva gabei beima v'ra'ata Metzia v'yamar l'chavera t'nali. And he's not la v'yomer ani zachitiba zachaba. If he says ani zachitiba, which implies at any point. So now a half an hour later, he gets into a fight with the guy who's the spotter, and he says, "Oh yeah, I'm just going to keep it." But that's also good. Why? Because he never handed it over to you. So what does that mean? That even though lechatchila he picked it up for you, that didn't help. He can't be zocher to be chav l'acherut for you. But he could have been zocher for himself. But he wasn't. It's only now that he wants to be Zocher for himself. So at that point, he is Zocher for himself, but he was never Zocher for you. That's the way I understand the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah doesn't say that, Lechatchila, I was Zocher. And it doesn't say Techila. Notice in the Sefer it does. It says Techila. But in this part, where it says, I'm going to keep it for myself, it doesn't say Techila. So if that's the case, apparently, there's at least one man, the Omar, who holds that if you pick something up for somebody else, it doesn't work. The way you're learning the Mishnah in Peah, everybody holds if you pick something up. If you at least could theoretically take it for yourself, then if you pick it up for somebody else, it would work. And this Mishnah says that even though you theoretically could have picked it up for yourself, it didn't help when you gave it to somebody else. So the way you read the Mishnah, our Mishnah by Metzia doesn't work out according to anybody. Therefore, the correct way to read the Mishnah in Peah is that they're goofa arguing about the case where he is an ani. So he could have picked it up for himself. And nonetheless, the Rabbanan are saying it doesn't help. Because even though you could have, but you didn't. So how could you pick up for somebody else, but mokum shechav la'acherim? That, hachomim, would be the shita here in the Mishnah Bava Metzia. But according to the way you're learning, the Mishnah Bava Metzia isn't going according to anybody. So therefore, I say you got it wrong. Da Metzia kol ani imetzla, And it says in the Mishnah, Yerocheva gabe beima, v'ra'ata metziya, v'yamar l'ol chavirot tunali, natla v'amar nizachiti b'zachama. So if you're telling me that the machlokas in peah is from one ani to another, so now I know the shita for our Mishnah. So bishlam in the ani lani machlokas, so the Mishnah here above Mitzia would be going, I'll leave the Rabbanan who say, you can't be going to peah for another ani, even when you are an ani. But if you're going to tell me that, no, the only machlokas in peah is if the guy's an ashir, and the question is whether you say one migo or two migos, so then, me'oni me'oni, what would be, then you're saying, divrei hakol zachalo. So then the Mishnah above Mitzia doesn't work out according to anybody. Amani, lo Rabbanan, v'lo Rabbi Eliezer. Therefore, you got the Mishnah in Peah wrong. And of course, we know what the answer to that is. We know what Rabbi Eliezer, what Ula is going to tell him. He's going to say, well, the Mishnah doesn't mean I changed my mind. The Mishnah means originally I picked it up for myself. And we know what's going to happen then. We're going to look at the Sefer. We're going to say, but the Sefer says you picked it up originally. But we're going to do all that tomorrow. So even though we have peeked ahead in our own mind, we'll let the Gemara be a surprise. Shnayim shayu moshchim bagamal umanigim bechamor o shaya echad mosher vechad bani b'mida zot kanu. Rabbi, you don't really olam lo kanu chtei b'shicha bagamal v'anaga bechamor. But look, katanim here, o shaya echad mosher vechad bani, which means dafka mosher umani in avrochu v'lo. No, huadina fil rochu v'adik tani mosher umani gets lafu kei min a Rabbi Yonah. That's all it's coming to tell me. The Omer Achtei Meshicha Begamal V'Anaga Bechamor. Kamash V'Lan, then no. Afilip Chanami Koni.
What?
So then, if that's what you want to do, you should have just been Larvin of Adetino up front. Shnayim Shayum Moshchim U'Manigim Bein Begamal Bein Bechamor. And then Rabbi Yehuda would have said, no, it's got to be only A for one and B for the other. No, that's because, you see, Ika Chatzat Delo Koni, even according to the Tanakh. Yeah, I'm not sure which one it is. I mean, Ikan Amr B'Shicha B'Chamor, Ikan Amr B'Anaga B'Gamal, but the point is that indeed there is one piece in which they agree with Rabbi Yehuda. V'Ita Botik B'Seifa. The words B'Mida Zo Kana. Now, what does that come to be? Mamayim. Lav L'Me'ute Rachuv? No, it's L'Me'ute Ibcha. So then you're telling me that Tanakh and Rabbi Yehuda are saying exactly the same thing? No, Ika B'Nam Tzadaka D'Lo Kana. By the way, the correct girsa would have seemed to be tzadcha dekana, because that's the machlokas with Rabbi Yehuda, not delokana. Toshma, echad rachuv chamor ve'echad tafus b'mosera, zekana chamor ve'zekana mosera. But meanwhile, you see clearly that the rachuv is kone. No, we're talking about over here is a mani baraglav. If he's a mani baraglav, so then he should be kone everything. He should be kone the mosira too. No, well, that's what it means. Zekana chamor v'chatzi mosira v'zekane chatzi mosira. Now, wait a minute. The rachuv, I understand. He's kone the mosira because the other guy is a ben dat. But why is the tofus mosira kone his part of the mosira? You're right. Ema zekana chamor v'kule mosira other than what the other one was kone mash tofus biyada. Well, I don't get it. How could he be kona the straps of the Mosira? I mean, how am I? Even if Tim Tzilomar Magbiya Mitzielah Chaviro Kona Chaviro, that's only where he meant to be Magbiya for the other guy. I mean, over here he never meant to be Magbiya for the other guy. I adaita didaiko Magbili. So if Iulo Koni Lachrine Makne? So how in the world was the guy in the Chamor Kona the parts of the Mosira that were hanging? Omer Ravashi, you're right. Zer kana chamor and the Beit Pageha part of the Mosira, v'zer kana mashe tafus biyado, and indeed the straps, hashar lo kana loze v'loze. That's finally it. Rabbi Avulam Eliyolim Kediktani. And the point is, ra'il v'yachol natka v'laviyetzlo, it's like the hagba'av, the chamor itself, it's not agabe ha'aretz. But that's crazy. I mean, other Rabbi Avulam Dilote mahach, talichi munachat chetzia agave karka vechetzia agave amud. Ubachad vigbia chetzia mi agave karka. And now another guy comes along and he's magbia chetzia mi agave amud. You're going to tell me that the kama is kana and the batra is low kana? Oh, the acholin atekla vietzo, and that we managed to ignore this case all along? Elo other rebevo bruti. Toshma rebliezome rachuv basade umanhig bi ir kana. So you see Rochu Viskena. No, it means manik baragla. So then it's manik. Sure. Drink out the manik. So then the Rochu Ba'ir, how could it be less than a manik? So my time alokani. Omrav kana, because it's a type of manik that shaloka darach. You're going to tell me he's not Kenny, you can go and steal it from him, right? So what's the difference with the Chamor? Ella, we'll have to say, we're not even talking about a Metzia, we're talking about Mekachumemka, where the guy said to him, Kni, Kiderach Bnei Adam Koni. Now, if it's Rishut HaRabim, then even Be'ir, he would be Kainan. Furthermore, if it's an Adam Choshev, he would also be Kainan. Or if it's an Isha, is weak, can't control the animal, there it also would be Kainan. The Inner Zila, who doesn't care, would also be Kainan. Boy, Ribbeliya, hello. How about Omer L'Chaveru Mishov Be'im Azor Liknot Kelim She'aleha? Mahu. What was that question? Liknot? So then there's Stam, you're joking. I mean, Mi Omer Likni? Sorry, okay. Mishov pei mazu ukni kelim shaleha. Fine. Ma mimani mashiach rebeim alakni kelim olo. Omar Rava. So, and you're telling me that a yomar like kni beim ukni kelim, that for sure is good. The only issue over here is the mashiach. I mean, maybe over there also it wouldn't be good. Mikani kelim. It's a chatzar ma'alechet. The chatzar ma'alechet is it kona. But even if you tell me v'chitem kishe amda, the deal is that kol shilum alech lo kona. Omid V'yoshim is also not kar. Well, but there is a case where it's a good chatzir, yilchuta b'kfuta. Omid Rav Papa, Rav Unim, Rav Yishur, Rav, are you trying to tell me, Mi'al Mi'ata, I'm halek b'svina, v'kafzu dagim v'naflu l'toch ha'svina, so you're telling me that the svina is a chatzir ma'alechet, and anybody can come by and grab his fish. No, said Rav. The svina is relativistically at rest. So it's minich na'echa. It's the ma'udakana mamamtula. I'm not being Ravashi. Okay, how about a woman? That's Haitama Alecha Bashudrabim is a rakla geta tochika. Or the toch kalata. So you're going to tell me she's not Megureshet because the basket is walking. No, the basket's not walking. The basket is perfectly at rest on her head. Kalata minach nayak. She's walking. Idika maskami tuta. It's not that. Mishali ketet apeya. V'amar reizo leploni ani. Rabbi Eliezer omer zachalo. V'chachamim omrim yitnena la'ani animtza rishon. Omer ula omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The only machlokus over there was where the locate was an ashir, and he's trying to give it to an ani. So Rabbi Eliezer sava migodi boy mafka nichseva havi ani v'chazile. So we view it as if it's theoretically within his hands and ashtanam v'chazile. Once we establish that, now we say migodi zachi l'nafshi if he'd wanted to zachi nami l'chavre. Whereas the rabbanon say, well, we never get started on the second migo unless we've actualized the first one. So chad migo amrina tre migo lo amrina. But in a case where the guy who was malakic was an ani himself, everybody would be made that he would be zaychalay. The migad is zaychalay nafshi zaychalay milachaver. Omle Rav Nachman Ula, I'm afraid, sir, that you have it wrong. What you should have said, v'leimamar, that the only machlokus is dafka miani liani. That's the machlokus. Because if not, you're going to have a lot of trouble with this Mishnah in Bav Metzia. Because a Metzia is basically the equivalent of the Mishnah in Peah, where everybody is an ani. Because for a Metzia, kol ani mitzvah. V'tznan, aya rocheva gabei beima, v'ra'ata Metzia, v'yamar lecha v'erotinali, natlav amar nizachiti ba, zachaba. So, yeah, but b'shema mi'ani l'ani machloket, so you could say the Mishnah is the Rabbanan holds that the theoretical possibility of being zerch l'nafshe is not enough to be zerch l'chavre. But if you're telling me that, no, actually, everybody agrees by ani va'ani that you can do this. And actually, the machlokus over there in Peah is talking about it's an usher and an ani. But ani lani divrako zachalo. The Mishnah doesn't have an offer. Amani, lo rabbanan, v'lo rabbi Eliezer.